This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it.
Raise your hand if your LinkedIn feed feels like a never-ending infomercial. Trust me, you're not alone. Our feeds are drowning in a sea of self-promotion, humble brags, desperate pitches. It is the digital equivalent of a used car lot, and most of us are about to drive off the lot without making a purchase. There are so many jokes about how stupid LinkedIn is, but it is such a valuable platform. But I would say it is probably one of the most incorrectly used platforms across all social, because it's not just a platform for job hunting. It's not just a platform for pitching your latest product. It is a goldmine for building genuine relationships that can transform your career, your business, and your life. But I'm not talking about adding hundreds of random connections and spamming them with sales messages. That's the old, tired playbook. I'm talking about a different approach. I'm talking about social selling. And you can social sell on any platform, but social selling on LinkedIn is so powerful when it's focused on value, connection, and authenticity. Let me break down the old way of how a lot of people still use LinkedIn versus the new way. the wealth building way, the strategic way to use LinkedIn. So the old way, and the way that most people still use LinkedIn, is very spammy. So you add anyone and everyone to your network, you mass message them with these generic, stupid pitches, you focus on short-term gains and see LinkedIn as a sales platform only. Now, the wealth building way, the strategic way to use LinkedIn, is you are going to be selective and connect with people who align with your interests and goals. You're going to personalize your outreach. You're going to offer value up front. You're going to invest in long-term relationships, and you're going to see LinkedIn as a community. And I know you might be thinking, but Scott, I don't have time to build relationships. I'm trying to sell something. I need results now. I hear you, but here's the thing. The fast track often leads to a dead end, and LinkedIn is no different. Building genuine connection takes time, but it is an investment that will pay off exponentially. So the successful way to build connections and community on LinkedIn focuses on being human, sharing your story and your content, your struggles, your wins. Remember, people connect with people, not just resumes. You're going to be adding value. So you're going to be sharing insightful articles. You're going to comment on posts. You're going to offer help. You're not just going to take, you're going to give, and you're going to be patient. So relationships take time to blossom. Focus on building trust, not just closing deals. So today I'm going to focus on going deeper into this formula, exploring some strategies for creating engaging content, uncovering the secrets of turning connections into clients without being sleazy. And then I also want to bust some common LinkedIn myths that you're probably doing right now that you shouldn't be doing. So goal is to take your LinkedIn feed from used car lot into a treasure trove of opportunity. So to start, I want to tell a story about a sushi master and how we can take some LinkedIn lessons from somebody who's built a sushi empire. So imagine walking into a sushi restaurant. You're hungry, you're ready to indulge in some deliciousness, but instead of being greeted by fresh fish and sake, you are bombarded by a server shouting deals at you. 2-for-1 tuna rolls, half price miso soup, free edamame with every order. How would that make you feel? Probably annoyed, probably overwhelmed, maybe even a little bit insulted. You didn't come for a sales pitch. You came for an experience. You came for dinner. The same principles apply to LinkedIn. Too many of us are treating it like a digital sushi restaurant, shouting our offers, hoping someone bites. But here's the thing that actually makes you stand out on LinkedIn: connection over transaction. So how do we transform our LinkedIn presence from a sales pitch to a sushi masterclass? Lesson one, the art of omakase. Omakase, in sushi terms, means I'll leave it up to you. It's a dining experience where you trust the chef to curate a personalized meal based on your preferences and the freshest ingredients. On LinkedIn, this translates to curating your content and interactions to provide value to your specific audience. It means sharing insights, asking thought-provoking questions, and engaging in meaningful conversation. Instead of saying, buy my course, try saying, what's your biggest challenge in your industry or your niche? This subtle shift opens the door for genuine conversation and positions you as a problem solver and a thought leader, not just a product pusher. Lesson two is the freshness factor. Sushi chefs pride themselves on the freshness of their ingredients. They know that a stale fish is a recipe for complete disaster. On LinkedIn, freshness means staying up to date with industry trends, sharing timely insights, so not just evergreen content, and engaging with current conversation. Don't let your profile become a digital museum of outdated information. Keep it fresh, keep it relevant, keep it engaging. Lesson three, the presentation. Sushi is never just about taste, it's about presentation. Each piece is meticulously crafted as a work of art that delights the eyes as well as the palate. On LinkedIn, presentation is about your profile, your posts, and your overall brand. You're gonna make sure your profile is polished and professional. Your posts are visually appealing and well-written, and your brand message is clear and consistent. And just a bonus tip, the secret sauce of social selling isn't a magic formula or a sneaky tactic. Throughout the curation of content, throughout the up-to-date and relevant insights, throughout the presentation of your profile and what you put out into the world, the overarching method and overarching rule is authenticity. You have to be yourself, you have to share your story, you have to share your passions, your quirks. You have to let the personality shine through. Remember, people always do business with people they like and trust. And the best way to build that like and trust is to be genuine and let your human side show. Now, I just went through three core things that you have to think about as a theoretical for when you're approaching LinkedIn, which is great. Theory is awesome. We've reframed how you look at LinkedIn. You are no longer just going to be pitching and pitching and pitching. You're going to care about value. You're going to care about relevancy. You're going to care about presentation, but how do you actually do it? So let's actually address these three items in reverse order based on what you're going to do starting tomorrow. So the first thing you really have to care about is your LinkedIn profile, because your LinkedIn profile is going to act like a landing page. So when you start to put out content, when you start to reach out to people in the DMs, you have to have your LinkedIn profile buttoned up, because at the end of the day, the LinkedIn profile is not a resume. It's a billboard. This theory that I just spoke about is showing you how to conduct yourself on LinkedIn, how to think about LinkedIn. So let's dive deeper into that LinkedIn profile piece. So just an analogy, imagine you're driving down a highway and you're seeing a billboard that simply lists someone's work history and education. That's going to be super boring. It's not going to capture your attention, and it's not going to inspire you to take action or reach out or call them. But this is what so many LinkedIn profiles are. They are digital resumes with a laundry list of past jobs, past degrees. They're missing the opportunity to tell a compelling story, to showcase your personality, to attract the right connection. So how do we transform LinkedIn profiles from boring billboards, boring resumes into these captivating magnets and landing pages? Well, start with the headline. Headline is your 120 character siren song. Your headline is the first thing people see, so make it count. Instead of just listing your job title, use it to highlight your unique value proposition. Think of it as a tweet-sized pitch that answers the question, what do you do that's special? The about section on your LinkedIn profile is your personal brand manifesto. This is your chance to tell your story, share your passions, showcase your expertise. Don't be afraid to get personal. Inject some humor, share your unique perspective. Use strong verbs, concrete examples, and a touch of storytelling to make your profile come alive. The experience section is your highlight reel. Don't just list your past jobs, highlight your accomplishments. Use quantifiable results, action verbs, impactful keywords to show your impact. Think of it as a movie trailer that gives a sneak peek into your greatest hits. The featured section is your digital portfolio. This is where you can showcase your work, share articles you've written, highlight projects you're proud of. Use this section to visually demonstrate your expertise and give potential clients or collaborators or jobs a taste of what you can do. Recommendations is your social proof. You want to ask colleagues, clients, mentors, write recommendations that highlight your strengths and character. Social proof is very powerful, and having glowing testimonials from others can significantly boost your credibility and attract new opportunities. Your profile picture is your digital handshake. Your profile picture is your first impression. You have to make it a good one. You want to use a professional headshot that's friendly, approachable, well lit up, reflects your personality. Avoid selfies, avoid group photos, avoid anything that could be considered unprofessional. And your background photo, so that's a photo that goes at the top of your profile. You can reinforce your brand message. You can showcase your personality. You can use a photo of your workspace, a city skyline, a quote that inspires you, or what I like to do, a custom design that reflects a little bit of what you do, positions you as a thought leader, maybe you on stage, maybe some places where your articles or your works have been featured. Whatever it is, it's some great real estate to reinforce who you are. Remember, at the end of the day, if you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are gonna get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire,
you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Profile is just a starting point. So we're going to talk about some other things as well. But always remember that profile is creating this billboard of who you are, but you still have to do all the other stuff, right? You're still going to be commenting. You're still going to be sharing insightful articles. You're still going to be participating in conversations. And we're going to go into that in a second. But the more you engage, the more visible you become. And when you have your profile set up, that's when more opportunity comes your way. Now, you've set up your profile. You've decided to ditch a used car salesman sales pitch, but here's the $1 million question. Okay, so now that you've understood what LinkedIn is all about, you understand how to position yourself and brand yourself on LinkedIn, how do you actually turn your LinkedIn connections into paying clients? So it's a combination of demand generation and outbound. So it's a combination of creating content and thought leadership, as well as reaching out to the right person. At the end of the day, both of those things do not include being pushy, being manipulative, resorting to sleazy tactics. In fact, the most effective approach is rooted in genuine connection, value creation, and long-term relationship building. It is about combining everything we've learned so that when you actually start to reach out to people, the chances of them wanting to engage in a discussion is monumentally higher. So here is the playbook for LinkedIn lead generation that hopefully doesn't want to make you throw your laptop across the room. First, you have to define your ideal client avatar. This is sales and marketing 101. Who are you trying to reach? What are their pain points? What kind of solution are they looking for? The more specific you can be, the better you can tailor your content and your outreach. After you've defined your ideal client avatar, then you are going to do a few different action items next. It's going to be a combination of reaching out to that avatar in the DMs and using LinkedIn tools to filter that avatar so you know who to reach out to with personalized outreach. You're also going to be posting content that is valuable for this avatar. So this is all about engagement. You are sharing articles. And in terms of activity, not in the DMs, you're sharing articles, you're commenting on posts, you're participating in conversations. The more you engage, the more visible you become. But remember, don't just comment and post for the sake of commenting and posting. Add value, ask thoughtful questions, spark meaningful discussions, all tailored towards attracting that ideal client avatar. You're also going to want to reach out to people in the DMs. You're going to want to personalize your outreach. So this is where you are sending messages to people on LinkedIn. When you reach out to these people, their potential clients, you're not just going to send a generic message. First of all, you're going to make sure they do fit your ideal client avatar. Then you're going to take the time to research their profile, find common ground, tailor your message to their specific needs and interests. You have to make it so that whatever you say in that first message shows that no matter what, it could not have been automated. This shows that you've done your homework and you're genuinely interested in helping them. A hack for this could also be sending them a video, because usually when you send a video, it's very hard to automate that piece, especially if you say your name or their name, in the video. Whether or not you're reaching out to somebody in the DMs or you're posting content, you're always offering value up front. You're never leading with a sales pitch. You are offering a free consultation, helpful resource, personalized tip. This demonstrates your expertise and builds a massive amount of trust. And you're going to nurture that relationship. Building a client relationship takes time. Do not expect to close a deal overnight. Remember, you're leading with value, and then you want to focus on building rapport, providing ongoing value, both if you are sending them DMs and or if you're posting content. You want to share relevant articles. You want to check in on their progress. You want to offer support. It's not transactional. It's a long-term relationship. And then, of course, it is important for people that are afraid of selling, you cannot be afraid to ask when the time is right. When you've built a strong relationship, when you've seen people interact with your content, when you've had people responding back and saying thank you for the resources that you're giving them, don't be afraid to ask for business. Explain how your product or service can solve their specific problem and offer a clear call to action. It is okay to ask for the sale after you've nurtured the relationship, put out content that's helpful, given them value-added resources. At the end of the day, the thing that you're selling should actually be helping them solve a problem. If it's not, wrong client avatar. And of course, this is just a smart sales strategy. There is a massive amount of power in referrals. So when you provide value, when you deliver results, your clients are more likely to refer you to their network. So even if they are a client, definitely ask for a referral. If they aren't a client or if they aren't a good fit, maybe they don't have the budget, maybe they're not far enough along in their business that they can afford you, that's fine. Ask them for somebody who they know that could be a good fit for what you offer. And if you've done your job properly, they're going to be very happy to refer you to somebody who is trying to figure out the problem that you can help them solve. It makes them look good. It lets them help their friend out. Remember, LinkedIn is a marathon, not a sprint. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes consistency. Like any sales and marketing strategy, it's about relationship building. But with the right mindset and the right strategies, you can really turn LinkedIn into one of your most powerful business development tools. And of course, you could make the argument for any social platform, but on LinkedIn, people come to LinkedIn to do business. So I'm saying that you have all the right decision makers, you have all the right buyers of your product or service, and people are in the right mindset if you do your job properly and you build thought leadership and you build trust and you build connections properly. So before I wrap up, I just want to address some of the more common questions that I get about LinkedIn. First one is, how often should I post on LinkedIn? Well, there's no magic number, but consistency is always key. So I would aim for 2 to 3 posts a week to stay top of mind. Some people are worried about overwhelming their audience. I would say that you probably won't if the content is quality. I would be more worried about you getting overwhelmed as a content creator. But of course, quality over quantity always wins. But definitely, you have to show up weekly. So don't post once a month. That's way too little. Should you connect with people that you don't know? It depends. If they are in your target audience and you have a genuine reason to connect with them, go for it. I would avoid adding random connections just to boost your numbers. How do you deal with spammy messages? Ignore it, move on. Don't engage with spammers. Don't waste your energy on negativity. This is just a golden rule for all social. Focus on building relationships with people who genuinely want to connect and you can actually add value to. If you get hate, whatever, ignore it. What if you're introverted? Is LinkedIn still for me? Absolutely. I would say that LinkedIn is a great platform for introverts because it allows you to connect with people, build relationships, and it allows you to do it from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to post video on LinkedIn if that's unnerving to you. You can just write great content. You can send great emails or in-mails or DMs. You can put together graphic images. You can share PDFs. You can share carousels. There's a lot of content you can create that doesn't actually put you front and center in the way that, for example, YouTube would, or going to a networking event would. I also get asked, how do I measure my LinkedIn ROI? So you can track your metrics, profile views, post engagement, website traffic from LinkedIn. So set up Google Analytics, set goals, measure your progress over time. You can use LinkedIn Analytics to gain insights into what's working, what's not. Of course, if you're running in-mail campaigns, if you are running DM campaigns, you can see how many meetings are booked from the outbound, or perhaps you post great posts and you put a link to book a meeting with you in the comments or in the actual post. You can also see how many meetings come from those efforts. So if you're booking meetings via in-mail, outbound DM, or through a link that you post in your main feed, then obviously things are working and you can test to see if if different messaging or different kinds of posts increases or decreases the amount of meetings you take, which ultimately, hopefully, will then turn it from a marketing qualified lead into a sales qualified lead, and then it will go down your sales funnel and you'll be able to close that. And also make sure that the leads are quality, right? So that's very important as well. So you can figure out which leading indicators make sense for your business. Sometimes maybe post views and comments don't mean anything to you. Maybe they do. So figure out what works for your business, know your numbers, know what leads to your revenue targets, and then measure appropriately. What is the biggest mistake that people make on LinkedIn? I would say the biggest mistake that people make on LinkedIn is treating it like a one-way street. So it's not just about broadcasting your message. It's about building relationships, engaging with others, providing value. That's how you actually get the most benefit from LinkedIn. Remember, LinkedIn is always a tool. So it's totally up to you how you want to use it. You can use it to act as a megaphone for self-promotion, or you can use it to connect with others, build meaningful relationships, create opportunities. I encourage you to embrace the latter approach. LinkedIn is a great platform. See it as a platform for learning, for growth, for collaboration. Be generous with your knowledge. Be authentic in your interactions and be open to new connections. Remember, the sales and marketing journey may not always be easy, but if you put in the time, you put in the energy, you realize that all sales and all marketing is really just two humans figuring out how to solve a problem together, it will all be worth it. So go forth, conquer LinkedIn.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.